In this bulletin, a court decision expected later today in Novak Djokovic's visa appeal case. Phone and internet connection still down in Tonga after an underwater volcano eruption causes a tsunami. And in sport, Nicole Frayn wins the elite women's race at the Australian Road Cycling Championships. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The three federal court judges hearing Novak Djokovic's appeal to stay in Australia have retired to consider their decision, with a ruling expected by this evening. Arguments from the lawyers of Djokovic and Immigration Minister Alex Hawke concluded just after 2:30 this afternoon. Mr. Hawke's lawyer, Stephen Lloyd, told the court that the presence of the tennis star in Australia is given his status and celebrity an encouragement to anti-vaccination views, which may lead to negative consequences for the healthcare system. Djokovic's lawyer, Nicholas Wood, argues that the grounds on which the visa was cancelled for the second time are invalid and that it was not open to the minister to be satisfied the 34-year-old's presence in Australia is or might be a risk to the community. The men's world number one is due to play his first match in the Australian Open tomorrow. Pacific nations and humanitarian groups are struggling to establish communications with Tonga after a tsunami triggered by an underwater volcanic eruption cut telephone and internet connections. Footage on social media shows tsunami waves crashing into coastal buildings and people rushing to higher ground. But there are as yet no official reports of injuries or deaths in the tiny Pacific nation. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says authorities are working urgently to restore communications.
Official damage assessments are not yet available. However, our High Commission in Tonga advised the tsunami has had a significant impact on the foreshore on the northern side of Nuku'alofa, with boats and large boulders washed ashore. Shops along the coast have been damaged and a significant clean-up will be needed.
Australian Health Minister Greg Hunt says the federal government is ready to provide Tonga with any support it needs. He says so far no Australians have been injured in the incident. Authorities have cancelled tsunami warnings for Queensland, Victoria and Tasmania in the wake of an underwater volcano erupting off the coast of Tonga. But warnings are still in place for parts of coastal New South Wales. The affected areas include Coffs Harbour, Tweed Heads, Yamba and Forster on the north coast, Woi Woi and Newcastle in the mid-coastal region and Mirambula on the south coast and Sydney itself. The State Emergency Service says people are strongly advised to get out of the water, move away from the immediate edge of beaches and marinas, and return boats to shore. Vessels already at sea should stay offshore in water at least 25 metres deep until further advised. Victoria's received its first major delivery of 3 million rapid antigen tests. That's from a bulk order of 44 million. The tests will be distributed to key workforces from Monday, including essential workers in the health system, emergency services, disability sector, and aged care. Premier Daniel Andrews says he expects the total supply to arrive by either late January or early February.
We anticipate having all of those 44 million here, based on advice we have as of yesterday, by the end of this month or very early February. We'll try and keep you updated as best we can. 3 million is a significant first batch, and that takes some pressure off other supply chains, other rapid antigen test providers. That'll be 3 million tests that don't have to be sourced elsewhere, so that alleviates pressure. And we do acknowledge that there is some pressure across the board for these products.
Mr. Andrews says 60 grassroots, community, multicultural and multi-faith groups will receive a modest supply to distribute. To sport, Tasmanian Nicole Frayn has scored the biggest win of her career, taking out the elite women's race at the Australian Road Cycling Championships. The 29-year-old launched a perfectly timed solo attack with 3 kilometres left and stayed clear to the finish at Buninyong near Ballarat. Pre-race favourite Grace Brown crossed the line 4 seconds later to finish runner-up for the second straight year. Alyssa Palides finished third to also win the under-23 category. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 35 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy 26. Melbourne, much the same 23. Hobart, partly cloudy as well, 24 degrees. Similar conditions for Canberra, a top of 31. Wollongong, also partly cloudy, 28. Much the same in Sydney, 30 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 30. The same for Brisbane. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 31. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.